You know, for us, it's more than just a night of music. We hope you feel good, but we hope you leave full, if that makes sense. We hope you leave full of that spirit of love. We hope you leave full of that spirit of community. And I believe that everybody in here has a sound. They have an instrument. And I remember teaching a young man one day, and this young man had a troubled past. Long story short, he was put in my class, and we began to see some growth. We saw some development. Matter of fact, his principal is actually in this room, and that young man went from being ready to be expelled. It's good when I'm thinking about you right now. We were getting ready to have to send him to a place. She said, let's try to put him in band. And his life began to turn around. Now, it didn't happen because of how much I knew or anything like that, because the old adage is, kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And there's parts that no one sees, there's parts that no one knows that don't always show. See, one thing that young man loved to do, he loved to draw. And what we would do is, before school started, I'd sit down, because I'm an artist too, and I would draw with him. And I'd show him how to make the shadings and make it three-dimensionally, give it depth. And he's like, man, Mr. Smith, I didn't know you could do that. And it opened up the door for us to get to know one another and talk a little bit. So then he was respectful when I asked him to do something because there's a relationship there. Well, long story short, he did much better. Matter of fact, Ms. Goodwin, you asked me to come to the office, and when you go to the principal's office, sometimes you think you're in trouble. I said, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. She said, no, I got great news. He's doing better. Kiki's doing better. I said, fantastic. We celebrated. High five. Yeah. But then, something happened. An individual came to the school, and they said, I want my son out of band. It was his mom. I said, didn't make sense to me. I said, what is the deal? She just kept saying, I want him out. Finally, after so long, we kind of went our separate ways. I said, look, you got to understand he's doing better for this, but it's not my decision to make. I then moved back home to be close with my family. I lost track with that young man, distance, time. But I did stay in touch with some other students. And there was a young man who was about a year or so behind him who was fantastic. Now, I'm going to tell you this. That young man that they put in my class, they said he was tough. They talked about him. They said, boy, he's done this, he's done that. You're going to have your hands full. I said, man, he must be really bad. My hand even shook a little bit. And then he showed up to the door, and my man was about this tall. I said, how bad can he be? He was everything they said. Just saying. But it turned around, as I told you. Another young man, bright, bright young man, picked up music very, very quickly, had such enthusiasm the moment I saw him. He wanted to be in the program. Matter of fact, he was fantastic at basketball. We had something in common because I love basketball. Matter of fact, we'd play a basketball game against the students, and I shocked them, y'all, because they didn't think your man could play, man. Oh, man, we had a good time when we laughed, and I watched that young man do well. Any instrument I gave him, he just learned it. By the time I left, he had about three instruments he can play. He then went on to be one of the best basketball players in the state of Texas. He made the Texas All-State basketball team. Do you know how big Texas is? You know how many few people they have on a basketball team? He was good. Everybody say he was good. So my man ended up getting a scholarship to go to Indiana State University, Sycamores, Larry Bird's alma mater, right? So he's out there, and he would send me pictures. He's like, man, Mr. Smith, check this out. He would play, they'd roll out a piano at half court. He would play the national anthem, and then he'd dunk on somebody in the game. It was the best thing. I mean, dude was after my own heart. I loved it, man. I loved it. And that young man, I called him Q for short. That was his nickname. So one day, the other young man, Kiki, crossed my mind. And I was on social media, and I hit up Q. I said, Q, whatever happened to that young man? Now, normally, Q would hit me back quick. You know how these kids are, man. Like, before you can even do the message, they didn't send you a response. Like, how did you even know what I was going to say, you know? But this time, long pause, nothing. After a while, he said, "Why are you asking?" Which was very odd for him. It was very short and cold, his response. I said, "Man, I'm just asking." Long while from there, he finally gets around to it. He says, he's locked up on gun charges, drug possession. And I felt exactly like many of you I just heard. It's because these kids, when you teach them, it's like they become, in a sense, kind of your kids. You invest so much time. And I began to question stuff, and I was like, you know, why? Why is this happening? This is so unfair, and what a waste, and what was the point of all this? And then Q hits me back again. He says, "Why did you ask?" And I hit him back. "I'm just asking." It's like, you ever just text somebody argumentatively? I'm like, "I'm just asking." I'm just hitting him back. And he said, "Did you know we were half brothers?" I said, "No, because my man, I didn't tell you, Q, you really can't be short and be All-State basketball. My man Q's like 6'4". My man, he was like down here, right? They didn't have the same last name. Nothing about them would have made me think they were connected. He then goes on to say, "Mr. Smith, I wanted to be in band because you were the only person I ever saw my brother come home excited about. He would come home and he would practice and he put in the time." Now, we're still working on my man. But I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes the story doesn't always go like you think. What looked like a failure was actually a setup for success for that other child. And I begin to understand in that moment that all we can really leave in this thing called life is what we believe. So your actions, your presence, your deeds, it's literally like a seed that you're planting. That's what we're doing today. We are literally creating a sound that can change the world of a young person. And what I didn't tell you in that story was that young boy, his mother wanted him out of band because she had, quote, stuff she needed him to do. I don't understand street life. I don't understand a mother that would ask their child to do something that involves drugs or anything like that. But what I didn't tell you is that little boy told his mother, "I can't because I've been given an opportunity." I couldn't help but think as she was telling me this back, how much bravery does that take for a little boy to tell his mother, "Mom, I can't, because I got something greater that's been given to me." And I thought to myself, she may be a mother, but it's almost like he's motherless. And there's a lot of kids out there that need something. Maybe it's music. Maybe that instrument is more than you think. That ticket that you purchased today is more than you realize. It literally is creating a sound, because every child is one sound adult away from discovering their sound. And today, I want to invite to the stage a phenomenal individual. He's a Grammy Award-winning artist right here from Louisiana. His name is Joel Sonier. Yeah. And this is a song that I wrote. And when I wrote it, I thought to myself, I can't do this song alone. And our paths crossed. And the moment I heard Joel sing, I said, that's the sound. That's the sound. So I've created a song that I want to share with you today with the help of this fantastic band. And the song literally says, let us be the sound to change the world, to change their world. That's what we do each and every day. So let's show Mr. Joel Sonier some love, y'all. Thank you. Can you hear the sound, the heartbeat of that motherless child? As we search for love, we all need warmth of a smile. See, there's a sound that is so sweet when we hear, child, you belong. So let our words of love flow freely like a river strong. Let us hear that sound to change the world. Let us hear that sound to change the world. Let us hear that sound to change the world. Oh, let us be. Oh, let us be. Sing it, Joel. Can you hear?
Can you hear the sound of the heartbeat of a mother's child? We all need a search for love and warmth of a smile. There's a sound that's so sweet when we hear the child you belong. Oh, let the words of love flow freely like a river song. And let us be the sound to change the world. Let us be the sound to change the world. Let us be the sound that changed the whole world. Let us be. Oh, amen. Let us be.
I think I'll play that sound.
Thank you so much, Miggy. Thank you.
Bless you. Once again, Mr. Joel Osanye.